All right, this is Poppin' Smoke, episode number two. Well, actually, official episode number one. And I'm Francis.
I'm Nick.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Juan.
Very good introduction,
Hey,
Juan. Very
that was
good.
very smooth. Very smooth. Okay, so yeah, I think this is gonna be our first episode because the last one was just complete crap, and now we got a feel of it.
We were about 2 minutes into the other one when somebody made the mistake of mentioning first and last name, and then we had to restart, so
Not cool.
Yeah, not cool, not cool, yo.
Hi
Not
guys,
cool,
how's
Nick.
everyone doing tonight?
I'm decent. I'm watching a video of a guy that gets tickled so badly he gets passed out, or he passed out.
Yeah,
It's kind of white awkward.
it's kind of
That's
cool.
funny because
It looks incredibly racist because there's these white guys holding down a black guy and just tickling him, and he's just squirming, and now he's just
he passes out.
screaming. Yeah, he's screaming, and he's wearing Uggs. That's weird. He's wearing Uggs.
What? All
Actually,
right,
there's
are
this.
we sure it's a guy at this point?
Oh God, he has a chin. Oh my God, he just passed
Why is that funny?
Yeah, why are you laughing at other people's pain?
Oh. Yo, because you don't feel pain when you pass
the
out.
guy with the camera is my hero.
What?
The
All right.
guy eating ice cream is my hero.
Let's tell the audience about this.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys
So,
want?
base. All right, I'll let you go ahead and break it down, Francis.
No, I don't know what it is. You tell us.
Okay, so I'll break it down for you guys. It appears that a bunch of college guys and are in a dorm room. It seems like a common room because there's girls and boys, and it's pretty modern. And they basically grab this guy. They're like, "Are you ticklish?" He's like, "Yeah." And they say, "All right, we're gonna tickle you." He's like, "No." They put him on the ground. They stand on his arms. They tickle him. This lasts for like maybe like 7 seconds. Then he's done. He's out. He's unconscious. And right now, like, they can't
What?
get him up. They can't get him up. He's just like, he was yelling, like, "Oh my God, I love it!" Like, he was being tickled. Like, he was enjoying it. He was squirming around. But now he's done. And he just, oh, whoa, there he goes. He regains consciousness right there. Just snaps out of it. And now he's like, okay, so yeah, that's it. He basically just gets tickled, passes out.
That sounds so stupid. That
Francis,
sounds
you have
fun.
one?
No, it's actually
Yeah.
pretty funny.
Yeah, it sounds hilarious. And who's having a lot of static was, who's that?
That me?
That's you.
Yeah, it's Francis.
Oh crap! Is it getting any better?
It's getting worse.
Getting worse.
Getting
Something
worse.
tells me that they knew this would happen. No, yes, that's clearly what the topic of that was. So, we
Or
were
it's fake.
taking. I'm sorry, keep going.
I think it's fake.
All right. Anyways, let's move on to our topic here,
So,
and
on our page, we asked, so anyone have any questions for us to do on our podcast? Leave us a link in the description or a comment section. Please keep it possible and viable. So nobody really knew what it was about. And then the first topic we have to choose from is, what is the difference between Mr. Pac-Man and Mrs. Pac-Man?
Miss Pac-Man. Come on,
Just
Lee.
Miss
Come
Pac-Man.
on.
Oh,
Come on.
she has a
Come
bow on her head. What do you mean, what's the difference? She's a female.
on.
Obviously, the bow represents her genitals. And for the Mr. Pac-Man
I
over
don't
there,
think that's how it works, to be
yeah,
honest.
I
Like,
don't.
I don't believe.
That's.
Wait,
Wait, what?
I don't think that the pink or whatever colored bow is on her head makes her specifically a female. I don't think that represents her cuckoo and her boobies.
All right, stop.
Guys, this is getting inappropriate.
You're the one who said, oh, you know, fine. All right.
I was being completely
Yeah, but he was being
professional.
professional about it. All
Oh,
right,
man.
fine. All right, next topic. Somebody said.
All right, so let's talk about. All right, so we all go to the same school, right?
Yes,
And
we have.
so we have this friend named Kevin, and he has a sister named Teresa. Let's talk about Teresa.
Teresa
Is that
Is
another last
six
name?
or something?
You know, I've met Teresa. She's sweet. So she has this list of top 10 guys that she wants to marry in her future. And they're just kids that Kevin is friend and his brother, who's older than Kevin, are friends with. And they're a lot older than her. And I don't know what she's thinking, but she likes braces, glasses, and accents. I
This is
personally,
exactly
I
what I
could be
have.
all of these things for her. I don't understand why
Personally,
I'm not on that list.
I am number
no,
eight on
I
this
have
list.
glasses, I have braces, and I'm not from this country.
Have you
Well,
met Teresa?
of course I've
nope.
met.
I all I know is that she's a little bit younger.
A little bit.
She's like only 60. About half our age.
Hey, Alon, control yourself. Alon,
show
control
your emotion yourself. There, girlfriend. Sir.
Oh, man.
So the person who suggested that was quite out of line, in my opinion.
Very.
I don't know. It worked on my other show, the Frank and Frank show.
Oh, my God.
Stop self-advertising. This is not the place to do.
I think it's down anyways. I don't know. Frank, if you're out there listening to this, I don't know what we're doing with our show anymore.
Guys, I have an announcement. There is a possibility we might get our awesome history teacher on the show with a little persuasion.
Who, Mr. X?
Oh, my gosh.
What? No way.
No way.
We asked her today, and she said no. But with Francis's Asian persuasion, I think it's better.
Francis isn't Asian, for anybody who's wondering.
I am. Oh, come on.
He's
I'm
a Filipino.
I'm Filipino. I'm no. Filipino.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, but you're not. No, but you're not like, you know.
Asian. You're like you're not really Asian. You're just Filipino. I mean, just an ass.
If you were considering that Asian, then so am I. I'm from Israel. Israel's in Asia.
I disagree with that comment right there.
Why?
Because
I'm in Asia.
It's so.
So Philippines is in Asia. That doesn't make you Asian.
No, but I'm pretty close to Asian. If you see the people from the Philippines.
I'm pretty close to Iraq, and I'm not a terrorist.
That was extremely racist.
That was out of line.
Very much so. And aren't you British?
Even I found that offensive.
No, you don't.
Francis,
all you do is sit at home playing Xbox, killing terrorists.
I'm doing good for the world. And by the way, Francis, the Philippines is right in the middle in the ocean between China and Australia. So you're
probably Australian.
You're not Asian.
Australian, if anything.
It's like it's Asian and Spanish put together. That's what Filipinos are, pretty much.
I'm pretty sure you're Australian. I'm pretty sure you guys ride kangaroos.
No.
Aussie.
You suck.
That's right.
No one even likes you, Nick.
I doubt it.
No. Anyway. So,
yes.
Guys, did you know there's AutoCAD for iPad?
Yeah, I did. I knew that.
What?
It's weird.
I'm going to get it.
No, please don't.
And I'm going to play it during the podcast, and I'm going to get a high score.
I'm
going to get the high score in AutoCAD?
Whoa. That's insane.
Oh, my God.
Guys, hold on. I need to get the high score in Microsoft Word.
You can't beat mine.
I doubt it. I bet I've claimed the high score in PowerPoint worldwide.
Oh my god.
Excel is gonna go ham tonight.
Alright. Guys.
Did I just kill
Alright, so
what are you guys' opinion on clubbing seals?
All I know is that Nick does it whenever he's upset.
What?
See?
I personally am against the idea of killing baby animals.
I think when Nick is really, really, really upset, mm-hmm. he'll go to his personal farm or whatever where they live on, like
don't forget, Nick is Russian.
Personal shoreline, and then he'll take a club and he'll club all the seals to the tune of ABCs.
No, stop. I would never do such a thing.
Nick, he uses the seals as clubs for the polar bear.
I'm using the polar bears as clubs for Teresa.
Oh my god, that was really out of line there. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
That's fucking weird.
Oh my god.
All right. Anyways, so anyone watching The Walking Dead coming out pretty soon?
No.
Watch that show.
Nobody watches The Walking Dead here?
No.
Oh my, you guys suck.
No.
Do you know what The Walking Dead is?
Yeah.
Nick, are you going to get Shank 2 with me?
What?
Shank? What?
Are you going to get Shank 2 with me?
Never heard of it. I don't even know what that
I'm
is.
I'm going to send you the link right now.
No, it looks pretty cool.
The Shank 2.
it's a new game. It's coming out on Xbox Live Arcade, right?
Yeah.
You're staticking up against her.
What?
Oh, you're
staticking. I recommend
up.
Everyone maybe, download maybe Gotham Imposters for the Xbox.
Oh my gosh, Nick, you're like obsessed with this game now.
No, I haven't even touched it.
I'm gonna send you guys a link to Shank. Okay, I sent you the link to Shank.
Alright.
I'm gonna go. Maybe.
Francis, right. Francis, mute yourself. Mute yourself. Wow, I'm confused.
Alright, is it back?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's fine then.
Alright.
Guys, I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I need a pee. If you really want to know.
He's going to masturbate, but it only takes him like 6 seconds.
Nick, Pixar, yep. It's not real.
He has to do that so we can be.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
All right, guys. Should I get Saints Row the Third, or should I wait for GTA 5 this summer?
Ooh, I'm going to go with GTA 5 just simply because I've never played it, and no one has, but I've never played a GTA, and I would prefer somebody to get that.
You've never played a GTA?
Nope, never.
Wow, you're
I'm missing out on life, yes.
It was Anima's little sister was playing GTA on the iPhone.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
She's like 7.
What?
She's 7, and her name is Minima, or I'm sorry. I
wait, how
Minima
do you know this?
Minima.
Because her party.
At her party. Yeah.
Oh, GTA 3 on her iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
It was pretty amazing. All right, so
don't fret. I am alive and well.
Not what I wanted to hear.
How was your piss?
It was quite enjoyable.
All right, Nick. What do you think I should get? Should I get Saints Row the Third, or should I wait for GTA 5?
I'm waiting for GTA 5. I don't know about you.
All right, that's what I was thinking. But my brother's like, oh, but you can parachute in Saints Row the Third.
Alright guys, I sent you a link. Now I'm gonna want you guys to click that link and go down to the special things, special deal. I think you have to create an account for it, but they're selling gaming headsets today for the first time ever for like 65% off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Too bad I already have one, so I'm gonna close that.
No, you can slit. I need to tell me which one's the best one to get. Even though I'm gonna go with the X12s.
How much are they selling them for?
I don't know. The most expensive one is like $75.
Who cares about the most expensive one? You want the cheapest one,
yeah.
Stupid.
The cheapest one's like $20, but cheapest one is like $39. It's
what? That's 65% off.
70.
What other headsets are there?
None of them are like really name brand, but they're good.
What good ones do you see?
There's nothing name brand, but they all look pretty chill to me.
They look chill.
Hey, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you guys' opinions.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. It seems a little sketchy. Mm.
All right. Whoa. So,
guys, I have a pretty hot topic for you guys right now.
All right.
I'm ready. Let's hear this back.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
What are your opinions on tight leather pants?
All right, if anybody out there is wondering why Nick might be bringing this up, it's because
today
there's this freshman at a school.
And she will remain anonymous.
Yeah, she will remain anonymous, but let me tell you, those were some another pants she was wearing. Teddy Nick.
Who wears leather pants to school?
I don't know. That was
in 2012.
That was weird.
It looked straight out of a gay porno. I'm not gonna lie.
You would know.
Nick, yeah, do you act in those gay pornos all the time?
Yeah, I wear those hats that they have all the time. I actually own one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No, I have no clue.
I really doubt it.
All right, anyways, I'm just going to tell you guys I'm trying to keep it under half an hour here, if that's possible.
Ooh,
yeah,
today?
Because
how far in?
We're about 15 minutes in.
Oh, okay, so let's get some questions going down.
All right, guys, I know this is from PKA, but we gotta ask this question. Alon, if you were to have a mermaid, would you have the bottom half be a fish or the top half?
Wait, the bottom half be a fish or the top half be a fish?
This one's always been easy for me.
Top half. So
yeah.
You
cut Ew,
it
no.
off, and then
Disagree.
You eat it, and then you just use the bottom half.
No, but what if...
Double the smell,
but
my
what
friend.
If... What if you're doing your thing, and you're just staring at that fish
know.
Face the whole time?
No, you cut it off, you eat it, and then you do it.
No, but then you're just... It's just a carcass, then.
No, but you eat it. Oh, the bottom half, you mean.
What?
Yeah, that...
I'm probably going to have to go with the fish head, because I like my penis.
Oh, my God.
No, because actually, I think I changed my mind then, because if you can't... If it's not, like... Yeah, I think I might have to go with the bottom, because then you could swim and visit all the other mermaids.
I doubt any mermaids would like you
more. Excuse me, I'm already dating a mermaid.
What?
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 Why is that funny?
I knew she was fishy.
Oh my gosh.
That weird fish smell that just
yep.
comes into
yep.
my nose.
Yep.
That's just.
Oh,
oh
you
man.
Guys are terrible.
No, but if you.
All jokes aside, I am kidding.
No. If you do add a little salt and pepper, it doesn't taste that bad.
Oh my god.
This
so
is getting
gross.
Bad.
I like to bake it before I go in. A little lemon spice.
Is there fucking a fridge?
You know, I enjoy putting them in the oven before I start.
This is our chem class. This is all you hear if you go to me and Nick's chem class. It's just the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, are we in the would you rather section?
Yeah, I'm getting it. I'm getting some questions down right now.
I have a good one right here. All right.
Go ahead.
Would you rather brutally murder your entire family or be part of the human centipede?
Oh my god. Centipede. I'm going to have to go with centipede.
Ooh.
No, for like the rest
the
of your life.
On the
like,
front, though.
There's no.
That's not a guarantee. See, that's why this one's hard. It's not a guarantee.
Doesn't matter if the...
No, Francis, you still got someone's dude, like right there. Someone's face right there.
You're
like,
you're not the first
no,
one.
But it's
you're
like
not
a
the last
constant rim.
You're in the middle. You're in the middle.
Oh
there.
God, no, never. I
so
don't
you
know.
Brutally
that's...
murder your entire family.
What does entire mean? Like my mom, dad, sister, or like
everyone you live with? Yeah, everyone you live with.
That'll be easy for me.
What would you do, Alan? Go ahead.
I do the first one.
You'd
which
kill
is
your
what?
You'd kill your family?
Yeah.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
And don't mind, you have to
that's
brutally
who?
Murder them, so you can't just like kill them in their sleep. You have to like.
Oh no, I do that anyway.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It's a tough one. What do you say, Francis?
I don't know because I don't want to kill my family.
Francis, once you take out your family, you can come over and live with me.
Oh, in that case, I'll kill my family.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to go with that
Why?
One because human centipede. That just that
no,
just
I
that's
I do
dumb.
The human centipede. I die after a couple days, but at least I don't have to
yeah.
brutally murder my family.
Yeah, but you would never see your family if you're a human.
You
centipede.
Never see your family if you brutally murder them.
No. Okay. No, listen. Would you rather be part of a human centipede with live people or part of the human centipede with the dead family they just brutally murdered?
That's obviously... What kind of question is that?
What do you mean?
Well, at least the dead family can't poo in your mouth.
No, they...
But you're tied
to
your mother's anus.
Exactly. No, what? No. You're tied to the man.
To your dad?
You're touching
yeah,
that asshole. No, I don't. I'm not a fan of being tied to my family's asshole.
This is all so right. weird.
All right. I have a good one.
Frank wants us to talk about awkward times in the bathroom since
oh,
that happened to
oh,
him today.
Oh, okay. I have an awkward time.
Okay,
no, wait, can I go?
Wait, what happened to
yeah,
Frank?
All right, so... We all know Sonny, right? He's a junior, I think, at our school.
Yes.
Senior. Oh, he's a senior. All right. So he's a senior at our school.
Yeah.
And I walk in the bathroom, and he's there taking a pee, right? He's at the urinal.
Yeah.
He's at the urinal.
Urinal.
the urinal. And this other senior comes inside the bathroom. And I'm in, like, the stall all the way at the end.
And oh, then, dear.
And then,
okay.
And then this other senior, I'm all the way at the other end, right? And all I hear is Sonny screaming because he's like, "Yo, dude, are you watching me pee?" I had no idea what was going on. But the dude was like, "No, dude, I can't see anything at this angle. Don't worry about it."
That's pretty good. That means he went to the urinal right by him.
No.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give you the situation on what Frank is talking about here today. So if I can recall his tweet, I'll bring it up right here. Mr. Frankie here tweeted today, "That awkward moment when you walk into the bathroom and someone has taken a dump to rap music." Now I confront. I had to confront him about this situation that he encountered, and this is how it went down. He walked into the bathroom. He saw a junior walk into the stall right before him, sit down, blast "Ham" by on "Watch the Throne" by Kanye and Jay-Z. Just blast it. And say, "I'm gonna rip one out."
Oh my gosh.
So Frankie here. Frank, I don't know how I think he might have just gone to the bathroom and walked out of there as fast as he could, but that's an awkward situation.
Well, I bet it was Austin.
No, it wasn't. I know who it was, and I'm not gonna say it, but it was quite the awkward situation for Frank, but I think I just dropped it hilarious. And I had quite the awkward situation in the bathroom once at our school as well.
What was that?
During health class, I was changing at the end of health class for might have been to go snowboarding, or maybe it was for a tennis practice I had that night. I can't remember. And I walk into the bathroom and I'm changing. But at the same time, I went to the bathroom right before it, and Mr. Matt walked in. I think we all know Matt, right?
Matty B?
Yeah, Matty B. Okay. He walks in, and he tries to open the stall, and I go, "Sorry, bro, ocupado," like occupied in Spanish. And he goes, "Whoa, that is an awkward moment. I guess we're going to have to close this one down." And he walks out and shuts the lights off.
He's such a bro. That's pretty awkward. I'm not gonna lie. He tried to open your stall.
Yeah, because there's only one in the bathroom, remember? Yeah,
oh, okay. Oh, man. Alright, so anyways. Did Monroy talk to you guys about what's happening in, like, Europe and stuff?
Oh, yes. If we want to go over that,
That's scary stuff.
I can elaborate. Yeah. Alright,
so basically what this is our chemistry teacher. And she told us about Miss Monroy.
Which, personally, I don't think Miss Monroy should be a chemistry teacher. I think she should quit her job as chemistry teacher, go ahead and drop that, and get a job in philosophy and mentoring the youth on the real world. However you can apply that to a job, she shouldn't be a chemistry teacher. She should teach us the real world, because that's what she does right now.
Okay, but anyways. In the middle of class, she talks to us about what's happening in Europe and why it's freezing there. So anybody want to explain what she said?
Yeah, I could if you guys want me to go in detail, or I could just give you the short lowdown on that.
It was a summary.
All right, so because the Arctic caps are very very sensitive, and global like warming nipples. Has affected them. I'm sorry?
Oh, you said very sensitive, and I said like my nipple.
Oh, okay, yes. Like your left nipple, I believe. I believe that's the one we've named the most sensitive.
Oh, goodness.
So since it's very sensitive and they have been tampered with by the global warming, there is a leak.
Like my nipples.
Yes. There's a leak in the Arctic, and just straight up Arctic air is flowing down over Europe. And right now it has been negative 30 Fahrenheit in Europe for the past few weeks. And
last week, I was watching the soccer game of my team that I support. And
which team?
Which is Manchester City Football Club.
Manchester United all the way.
Okay, we're above them. I'm gonna put that out there. And I've been to England. I've lived in England. it gets really cold there. It's like cold every single day, but it doesn't snow. And then I'm watching this game, and they have to like bring shovels out and shovel the snow off the field because it's snowing so hard. Right.
It's cold as shit out there. It's cold as shit. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how Europe is going.
Europe is going to freeze over, and it might even
come
to America.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, that's
that cold wind might right sweep there. Over to us. And then just snow too.
But it's okay. We have Mexicans in their Gulf.
We can all just go to Westfield because they have heated driveways.
What? Yeah. No, I've heard about that.
I've heard that. Maybe we've already been affected by it with that snow in October. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was scary.
For anybody who doesn't know, who's not around here, we live in. I'll just give you
Jersey.
That.
You just live in Jersey. Yeah. You live in Jersey.
We live in Jersey, and we got about how much was it? Was it 2 feet? It wasn't 2 feet.
I don't know,
it?
But all the leaves were on the trees still because it was still October, right?
Yeah.
And it snowed.
So, and it would weigh the leaves down, and they would just bring whole trees down. Like across the street from me, like I live on the edge of a forest, and there were like 42 trees down within a mile radius of my house. And, like that's a lot. That is a whole ton of trees down.
Yeah.
It was quite the predicament there. I was stuck at home for like 6 days with no power.
Yeah, that was cool. Luckily, I didn't lose my power, though. Did you guys lose it?
Yeah, I lost power for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
but I got it back occasionally for like for a day, but then it went off again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happened to me for about like for way longer than a week and a half, maybe 3 weeks. It was bad. Yeah. Terrifying.
It was pretty bad.
It wasn't good.
All right, but we're getting up to our half an hour mark right here.
I don't know. This seems really short. Do you want to go a little longer or no?
I think we should keep going.
I know, but like it's the host website that's the problem.
How
you
much
can find host? Another one?
Yeah, we'll
no,
find
I can't,
another one.
I can't,
how much
I can't find another one.
We can always save the ideas and make another podcast, but it doesn't matter.
Should we make two tonight?
No, because I only have 7.9 gigs. I used up 7.9 gigs of what is it called? Bandwidth.
Hey, no, you,
that's what it's telling me. That's what it's telling me.
Alright guys,
ready to push your buttons.
Anybody who's listening on the stream right now, we don't know how to host our website, really. We need somebody to potentially host our stream for us. Message us if you have any whatevers.
Or but, if any of you just know a website that has, like, unlimited bandwidth. And
there's – Francis, link that to me. There's not a chance we've used 7.8 gigs of bandwidth. Not a chance.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot for a 300 like, megabyte stream. Or for like
last year, the tube that the Gerstein was talking about, you know, the tube, like we're using this one. That wasn't even 7.6 megabytes.
The what?
Yeah.
Remember, she was like, she was telling us about how we were using too much for the tube to handle.
The tube.
Yeah, the tube of bandwidth.
Francis, send me the password stuff.
All right. Hold on. Let's just finish up this episode though. Let's close it out.
Alright, well,
Alright, that's been the second episode of Pop and Smoke.
I hope you guys enjoyed. Yeah.
Do you wanna put like Twitters and stuff?
We're too weird.
No, not right now. Not yet. Not until we get two followers. So this is Lee signing off.
Francis? Nick and Alon, I guess.
I was waiting for them to go.
We have to have an order.
Let's do the opening order.
All right, go ahead.
So this is Francis.
And Nick.
Nick. Come on, Nick.
I just fucked with you.
Oh, man. Try again.
No, okay. This is Francis.
Emily.
What? No way.
Oh my god.
Wait, did I mess it up?
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
Okay.
All right, let's try it again.
All right, this is Francis.
Richard Wagon.
This is Lee.
And Teresa.
No.
All right, we'll take it. All right, that's been the second episode of Pop and Smoke.
We're popping out.
See ya. All right. Peace.
Pop and Smoke.